cholesterol. There have been no studies published anywhere that show any relationship between heart disease and cholesterol, period. Let me say that again. There have been no studies published anywhere that show any relationship between high cholesterol and heart disease. It does not exist. As a matter of fact, just the opposite does. A study done at the University Hospital of Toronto showed that men with high cholesterol or low cholesterol were equally likely to have a second heart attack. More than 20 studies have shown that the degree of how clogged your arteries are has got nothing to do with your diet. A Canadian study followed 5,000 men for 12 years and could not find a link between high cholesterol and heart attacks. 5,000 men for 12 years could not find a link between high cholesterol and heart attacks. In Honolulu, they looked at 8,000 people and said, you can't read the slide here, the long-term persistence of low cholesterol actually increases your chance of death. Actually increases your chance of death. Actually increases your chance of death. Follow the money. How can this be happening? In 2004, 36 million statin prescriptions, which gave Lipitor. Pfizer, 13 billion, that's billion with a B. $13,600,000,000 in profit, and that's why they do it. So they generated an illness, which is fictional, and they came up with a drug for it, which is real, and they make $13 billion a year selling it to us. It's the gorilla in the room that nobody's looking at. Now, cholesterol is so important to the body that your liver makes six times as much as you can get from your food. 85% of your brain by weight is cholesterol. 85% of your brain by weight is cholesterol. All your sex hormones are made from cholesterol. All the estrogens, progesterone, dihydroepiandrosterone, cortisol, it's all made from cholesterol. So, if we're driving cholesterol into the gutter with statin drugs, as the cholesterol levels lower, the brain dries up. Alzheimer's disease has gone from the sixth to the fifth most prominent illness in the country right now, and erectile dysfunction all of a sudden is a big deal. Why? Because you need cholesterol to make testosterone. If you don't have any testosterone, you can't get an erection. And also, you know, your grandmother, when she went through menopause, she had 2 or 3 months of hot flushes and mood swings, and that was it. Most women in this country, it's 3-4 years of horror now. Why? Because you don't have enough cholesterol. This is exactly the same reason why anorexic teenage girls stop getting their periods, because they have no body fat. They have no body fat, they have no cholesterol. They have no cholesterol, they can't make estrogen or progesterone, they can't get a period. Because cholesterol is vitally important to the health of the body. As a matter of fact, and this is on Youngevity's website, by the way, there was a study published about a year ago. It showed that the higher the level of butyric acid in the blood, the less your Alzheimer's symptoms are. You know what butyric acid comes from? Butter! We've been fed a bill of goods from medical doctors that have absolutely no appreciation and no training in clinical nutrition. And we've taken it hook, line, and sinker. It gets worse. If I want to dominate, completely dominate the culture,